Welcome to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim with my lovely wife, Candace Brim. And so we've been talking about the undefeated church. I'm an ex-coach, and God took me out of the coaching field. And I said, God, how can I preach? All I know how to do is coach. And he said, did I not help you train champions for 14 years? I said, yeah, and I gave you all the glory. He said, then I will help you train champions for me because I'm coming back for a champion church. That champion church is the church that is created in God's image.
Yes.
And God never lost. Therefore, we never lose. We're not the sick trying to get healed. We're the healed resisting sickness.
Right.
That's what champions think. We got to change our mindset, learn how to train our will. We're not the poor trying to get rich. We're the rich resisting poverty. Because you find out, what do you mean we're the rich? Well, you get in the Word and you find out that we're in covenant with God. He owns everything. He owns all the cattle, the gold, right. The silver. He owns it all. It's His, our Father. We're in covenant. So that's who we are. So you got to find out who you are. And we talked about that. And if you can go on the archives on Mom's website, I'm sure you can find it. And we've been talking about that. So just to catch up a little bit, we've been talking about the evolution of a Christian. And you got to what? Start somewhere.
Yes.
Right? Start somewhere.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about you don't go into a weight room and pick up 315 pounds. You start with a little pink, cute weight, but you go somewhere and you start and you eventually get there. And I have a great story about a player, an ex-player of mine. And when he was a freshman and he came in and he was short and he had long feet. Okay, so here's this short guy, and he wasn't fast. How could he be fast? What he should have been doing, instead of trying out for my baseball team, he should have been trying out auditioning for The Hobbit, is what he should have been doing. But anyway, he's on our team. He's got a great, great heart, and he had that heart of, you know, whatever you say, coach, I'm going to do.
Yes.
And so he worked, and he did all of our training, right? And he could hear other people saying he's too little, his feet are too big, or whatever. But he continued on. And
wasn't that the same kid that when you would tell him how to do something, he would go home, put up a sheet, hit balls into it?
Well, no? Yes. No, I had a few of those.
Yeah.
And he was one of them.
Yes.
And so he continued to do it. And then he ends up, the evolution of him, mm-hmm. he ends up getting a starting lineup, you know, and playing. And then senior year, this is high school, he makes All-State and breaks a couple records and gets really fast. Well, he goes off and decides to join the Army. And so he joins the Army, and that's the last I heard of him. Every once in a while, you know, I'd hear from him. And then one day during school, a year or two later, here's all these Army officers coming down the hallway, and they're all dressed to the nines, you know, and they have a television camera or a video recorder behind them. And I asked them, who are you looking for? And they said, Coach Brim. And I said, he's down the hall. You know, I don't know what they were there for. Are they recruiting me? What's the deal? So I said, no, I'm him. And they said, do you know this kid? And I said, yeah. And I thought about all I just told you. How he came to me, short, big feet, slow, this. They said he has broken every record that our Army has, that we train our armies to defend our country. He holds every record, the 3 mile, the mile, the obstacle course. He owns all of the records. So we went to him because we want our soldiers to be like him. And we said, how did you learn this? And he said, from my Coach Brim in high school. So we had to find Coach Brim, and here they were. And I'm like, what? And so I went over our, you know, the things that we did, and they wrote some of it down, and whether they use it or not, I don't know. But what the moral of the story is, he could have not even started at all, right? By his height and shortness and long feet and, didn't look like he could do it and was told he couldn't do it. But yeah. Look what he did.
Right.
And he's being used greatly, and he's broken records, and he's achieved goals.
Right.
Because he continued to go on, right?
Right.
So, but you got to start somewhere.
Right, right.
So don't quit. All you got to do is not quit. Wherever you're at, don't stop.
Right.
Go back, pick that pink weight up. Learn a verse. How do you pick the pink weight up, honey? How do you do that in a day? How do you,
get back?
Let's say you used to know it, you don't know anymore, or you're a Christian saying, I don't know any verses. How could God use me to witness to somebody or pray for somebody?
Well, first of all, you need to change your perception of what you are. You know, change your thoughts. If you're sitting around saying, I can't do this, I can't be this, I can't should never be in the vocabulary of a Christian, because Christ has provided all. And then after you do that, then you go pick up the Word of God, because then the Word of God will feed the vision of you. And don't try to read a whole chapter in one setting. Take one verse out of a chapter. Start in Ephesians or start in John 14 of what Jesus did for you, and start right there and take that one verse and meditate on it. Yesterday, Chip talked about picking up the pink weight. That's what it is. You pick up that one verse and you read it, you meditate on it. What does meditate mean? Meditate means to think about, to mumble, to speak over. That's what meditate is. You chew on it. You pick it apart. You find out what it is in your life. And then that's where you go. And then maybe you pick up another verse and you pick up another verse. And while you're doing this, you do have to know that Satan is not happy that you're doing it, so he's going to try to stop you. But you rise up in that position and say, no, I'm going to do this. I can do this. I can do this. I choose to do this. That's what Christian life is about, living for God and choosing to do what God's word says.
You say as you're doing that, it changes your image.
It changes your image. Oh, yeah. I'm a walking testimony of that. I used to be really quiet, shy until I got into the Word of God. And now I'm not so quiet. I'm not so shy. I mean, I don't have a situation with telling you who I am in Christ anymore like I used to. I'm not afraid of that. But I spent hours in studying it. Well, no, now don't go, oh, I can't spend hours. I can't do it. I'm not saying
no,
do that.
That's not where you started.
That's not where I started at. I started at with one scripture. Because when I grew up in church, but I thought, oh, this is just really great stories. I didn't realize that this Bible was for me and it was about me, and that if I chose to operate it, I chose to read it, that's who I would become. And once I started to see that little by little, piece by piece, step by step, because the Word of God says you grow from faith to faith. You go from glory to glory. God never put us down here on the earth, we got saved, and then said, okay, I want you to pick up the heavy weights. Never.
No.
He wants us to grow, and that's the compassion.
Learn a million verses.
Yeah,
Learn every book in the Bible. No, no, start somewhere.
No, just start somewhere.
Don't listen
somewhere
to the devil or people, or, you know, that come. He'll use people that way, but just start somewhere.
Yeah.
Take that one verse, go that whole day with it. Go another day with it.
Right.
But that repetition, you know.
Right.
You know, that consistency.
Yeah.
Creates power and
results. You'll see that you may start off with a verse and you don't feel any of it, you don't see it in your life, you don't, but then as you continue to operate in it, it becomes part of you and you become happy about that verse. It's no longer,
oh, you're a
oh,
champion
I'm just
in
saying
that verse.
I'm happy about this verse and this is part of my life and this is who I am. And that's how we progress. And even if you're in the middle of it, or you've been a Christian, you've been working the Word of God all your life, there is still more. You've never arrived. That's the great thing about God. You always, every day, have ability to change your image of who you are in Christ, because you learn more about who He is.
A great example, let's take a verse. Romans 12:14 says, bless them which persecute you and curse not.
Right.
Well, listen, it's easy to bless those who make you happy, or who are nice to you, or agree with you politically. Right?
Right.
But what is your response to those who deliberately try to harm you, are not nice to you, or don't agree with you politically? But the word blessed there in the Greek, so here you're taking this one verse. We're just taking one.
Right.
And we're going to look up this stuff. And the Greek word, it's made up of two, you, E-U, and logos, right? Which means
You means good. Logos means words, good words. Mm-hmm. So what Paul was saying is speak good words only.
Right.
So that's where they get the word eulogy. So right. Where do we hear eulogy at? A funeral. Well, you don't speak bad words, no matter how bad that dude was. You right, don't right. say it at the eulogy. If he only had good hair, say it at the eulogy.
Right.
And everything else was bad. But here's what the Lord told me about that. He said, never underestimate the importance of how you react or what you say when somebody does you wrong, because that right there is going to be what you plant and what you sow. So we're taking one verse, right? We know to bless people. Don't curse them. Brother Chip, right now, you don't know what my mother-in-law's done to me. You don't know what my neighbor's done to me or my boss has done to me. Well, you know what? Watch how easy we can... I know easy. That's watch this. Bless them, Lord. Okay, what did I just do? Well, I blessed them. Well, you didn't mean it. Well, you started somewhere. You picked up the pink weight. But you know what you did do? You didn't curse them.
Right.
So you cut half of that off. This is just one little teaching of one verse that can really, really elevate your game.
Right.
Yes. Right. So bless people. Don't curse them. This is one verse, right? We're taking this verse out of Romans 12:14. It means good words only, eulogy. So thank eulogy. Somebody does you wrong, eulogy. Come in right. your mind. Why? Because right. you studied that one verse.
That one.
Bless them, Lord, and just keep going. Bless them, Lord. We can all bless them. Bless them. Bless them, Lord. And, you know, we can say that. And I remember one time I preached this sermon to our church, got the revelation of it, driving home with my son. I must have cut somebody off, didn't realize it in traffic, and this guy comes right up by me on the highway, and he's giving me this certain finger, and I think everybody knows what I'm talking about. Not number one, but and I'm my flesh is rising, and I'm getting all upset. I just preached this message of bless him, not curse him. And so he's done doing that, and so he punches the gas. Well, I punched the gas right with him, and I'm still with him. And I'm going, hey, buddy, still here, huh? How about that, huh? Yeah. And I'm sitting there going 100 miles an hour down the highway. Here, I just preached this message, bless them, not curse them. And my son goes, hey, Dad. And I go, what? He goes, bless them. And I go, oh, my goodness. So I pull over to the side of the road, and my son Caleb and I grabbed hands, and my flesh had to settle down. And I said, you know what? You're right. And I said, Lord, bless that man. I don't know him, and I know you love him just as much as you love me. And Lord, I know you sent your son to die for him just as you did for me. And all of a sudden, the peace of God came in that truck.
Yes.
And my son was watching how his dad should be, like his father, right?
Right.
Spiritual father.
Right.
Thank
right.
you so much for listening today. Even though Mama wasn't here, you still listened, and I appreciate that. To the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. And if you're in our area, Mom's Church, come visit us in Collinsville. We'd love to see you there. If you want more information on it, call 918-371-4589 or visit our website, which is www.aglorious.church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. And if you want to learn more how to be a champion, if you got your home church, keep going and bless and pray for your pastors. Amen.
Amen.
Be a blessing in that church.
Yes.
And we're so thankful that you're in church. But this is Coach Chip Brehm, and we're reminding you and my wife Candace that you are a champion for Christ.